With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole-body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Hey everyone, today's episode is brought to you by our incredible sponsors that help make this show happen.
The Outdoor Podcast is proudly brought to you by XOP Outdoors, Carbon Express, Block Targets, Moultrie, Gas Bowstrings, and Burris Optics, produced by Bowhunter Planet. We thank you for tuning in and being a part of our outdoor heritage.
Grab your favorite bow, your pack, your chair, and let's get started.
Hello and welcome to the Outdoor Podcast. I'm Dave Thomas, by myself today, but I'm not really by myself because Randy is joining me from Darton Archery, which is super exciting. Darton Archery has such a long history with Bowhunter Planet. It's actually funny that most people might not know this. I don't even know if Randy knows this, but Darton Archery was the very first bow company to give us a bow in 2009 to help us do what we've become today realistically. So I always have a special place in my heart for Darton all these years. They're the only ones to give us a chance in the beginning, which dwarfed into what we are today. So I know it wasn't you, Randy, but thank you for that. Thank you for carrying on that legacy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. So, you're welcome. Wish I got to say a huge part of it, but wasn't there.
So what I wanted to have you on today, Randy, is to go through a couple things. Now, I did watch some podcasts that you were on lately. Great job, by the way. And so I think like the history, your history and all that was very special. And it was really interesting to hear it from your perspective. And I will link below where you guys can watch that if you're interested in seeing more of that. So today I will cover majority of just Darton specific topics. Just because that's already out, there's no point in rehashing, you know, that really cool story about you. So I will link it though for anybody who wants to watch that from Brandon McDonald in MFJJ. Is a great episode. And, you know, it's always important to me to understand where people come from. And, you know, that was a very magical, I think, show for you and really expressing to people your beliefs and what's important to you. And I think that's super heroic for you to do, number one, on the show. And number two, I think it's very important to people to understand what's actually going into this Darton brand now. I think it's extremely important.
Well, thank you so much for the kind words. Very humbling. I remember when I got home, because I did that podcast, and then I had to drive home, and then I had to fly out the very next morning to go do another interview and talk about the new bows, another place or whatever. And I remember telling my wife, I said, I hope I didn't embarrass our family. She goes, what do you mean? I go, you always have to see this thing when it comes out. I don't know what happened. And so, yeah, it was, the response has been great. I've seen a lot of comments. My wife read most of them to me while we were driving in between coming to Darton. We go there every other week. And, it was pretty awesome to see that people really love Jesus. I mean, whether they like me or not, or love the fact that I can testify to how good he is, that's great. But it's good to see that people loving on Jesus, and I'm just the dude out here trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, no, I agree that the Christian values in archery, I think, go back a long time, as far as I can remember. And, you know, we've always, you know, we're trying to be open to everybody and be accepting to everybody, of course. But, you know, it is something to say about having that Christianity that helps you guide you. You know, when there's so many times here that I have hard times with things we do here. And I'm like, I don't know, should I keep doing this? Should I forget about it? You know, like, honestly, like, there's different times where you're like, but it's like the calling for me has always been just get people into archery. It's not about you making money. It's not about this. It's not about that. It's about archery. And how can, that's what I can do. You know what I mean? We each have our own thing, I think, is the path that maybe Jesus wants us to follow. And to me, it was, you know, me and my team was like, look, guys, you're good at this. You need to continue to push people to shoot archery, you know, and that's your role. Like, that's what we've come to understand. Tim and I actually, it's funny because we actually did a Tim can't be here today, but Tim and I, during COVID, we created a podcast called the Upwards Positive Podcast. And we really touched a lot of, we've tried to get into stories of everyday life and how that kind of responds to Christianity and things like that. And music, we really tried to touch on music where we could, you know, and learn from that. And we've been talking about that. We're like, how can we bring a little bit more of that to this show? You know, we're debating how to do it. We're like, how can we do it? You know, we're just like scratching our heads. Like, how can we, you know, I guess testify in a weird way, right? You just about very important topics to keep people engaged. Yeah, and, sure. But also, you know, spread that being good and being kind to people is super important in this life. And it's not just about, you know, your story about the shirt. I mean, it's a great example, right? It's like, you know, something drew you to do that, right? Something inside of you lit on fire to do it. And I feel that too sometimes when I'm doing things where I'm like, yeah, no, something's weird here. I need to do something. You know, something's telling me there's like a different calling that's maybe built into all of us who are Christians. I don't know. It just kind of comes on and goes for it. But again, I think it's so important to round this up for that podcast for you, because it really tells the story of you and why you had that calling to take on Darton and to take it to a new level, right? And I want to be clear that this type of business, this type of is a huge risk. And I think everybody knows that. You obviously know it because you took the risk, right? Owning an archery company is not easy, not easy whatsoever. There's so much cost. There's so much everything. There's a lot of risk, you know. But I want to ask you, Randy, honestly, like, I have to say that when Darton, so Darton went through these years of, you know, and I worked with you in the past on Black Eagle and other stuff. So we've known each other a long time. But when 2009 to like 2015, I would say Darton was like, they were doing things, trying to move the needle, doing pretty good. I know you shot Darton for years before that, probably during that time. But I remember there was a point where they kind of stopped and everything kind of halted and nothing really new was coming. They were doing new stuff, but it was really just carryover, kind of new, maybe. And it really wasn't getting traction. And I think like they didn't seem to care though. And that was the issue I always had, was like, guys, we got to do more. We got to do more. And in Michigan, you know, being in Michigan where we're at, it was always like, how can we help? How can we do more to get Darton on a bigger spotlight? And then I realized it needed to change, honestly. And that's when you came in. I was actually extremely excited because I thought, oh my gosh, Randy actually understands marketing. He actually understands design. And now what we see today is like night and day from where it was to where it is today. So I guess take us through that transition. Like what was in your mind when you were purchasing it? Why did you purchase it? And then how did you get it to today where this engineering is just amazing? It's going to be a long story.
What was in my mind? I don't even know. Yeah, but, you know, I guess to me, you know, manufacturing is difficult. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's a lot of money. You invest a lot of money. You don't see it for 90, 120, 160 days. The people pay on time, you know. So, yeah, there's a lot of variables, of which I didn't really take in the complete perspective because I had Black Eagle, I had Conquest for so long. And it was established, and so we were already through that cycle. Really, I think what drew me to Darton was it was one of my first bows. I think I got my brand new Darton in 97. I married my beautiful wife in 97. We had some money left over from our wedding. And I'm like, you think I'll buy a new bow? She goes, sure. So I went out and bought a new, I think it was a Maverick or a Cyclone, either one. I had this Maverick or a Cyclone, and I was drawing it back, and I derailed it, letting it down, because they had a pretty aggressive cam on them to get the speed, because our bows were super long back then. And I called Darton up, and they just said, it's too short. You need a longer bow. So they sent me both. I thought, wow, look, pretty cool company. So I kept that bow for a long time, finally giving it away. Always had Dartons off and on through the DS38 days. But when they called and said, there's an opportunity here for you to purchase Darton, my first response was not interested. Because I don't know anything about manufacturing at that level. Then the more I thought about it, and I told the story on the podcast, a couple trips there, I kind of knew it, that's what needed to get done. Because you're right, for so long, I think Darton made a great bow. I mean, they had tons of patents, tons of licensees. You know, I've told you all the time, if your bow has cams on it, especially a binary cam or a dual cam, you probably could think Rex, he had the cam and a half patent. But, you know, for him, it was, I don't really care how the bow looks. It's super shootable. It hits behind the pin, and that's good enough. I'm like, well, it's really not. But that's got to be good. If they don't like it, they could buy something else. I said, well, they have. They bought everything else but your bow. And so, yeah, I mean, it was just really looking at that and then taking what I had and trying to make the most out of what I had and just start making it better. First year, we kind of used what Darton had. I think the second year, we brought out the Spectre E. They already had a Spectre E, but it was rather violent to shoot. And then we kind of made that a little better. It was rather violent. Then we just kind of started to find our own way and started to talk to a lot of people, be at a lot of tournaments with TAC events coming on, and talk to bow hunters and target archers about, hey, what do you like to see? What do you want out of a bow company? And that kind of just helped morph this thing into what it is today, to make a super long story short. But, we went through several evolutions. Once the Prelude came out, we knew we were onto something. I think the Prelude is probably one of the best shooting bows we had. Probably one of the best speed bows out there, shootable, not violent, and all those things. Probably been out there a long time. That bow shot 343 feet per second. It was nice. But we weren't where we are today. So, we didn't sell thousands of them, thousands and thousands of them. We sold quite a few, but we thought, well, this is a pretty good area to go into. And then, we got this little reflex on this riser. I mean, straight bows with a little bit of reflex, point, aim, shoot, so much better. Everybody knows that. Then how do you make them fast? Because we're kind of still in that whole fast, comfort. And then we landed on this cam that we've had now for 3 years. It's probably one of the best cams out there for how much effort it takes to get the speed out of it. I guess they call it effort to speed ratio or something like that. People call all kinds of crazy things. But yeah, that kind of led into this cam that we're just so pleased with, that works so well on so many of our bows, which, again, I think that's just the blessing from the Lord, that you can get one cam that works on six bows. But yeah, this is good. And it helps from production production and all that stuff too. Because when I bought Darton, I mean, they weren't making thousands of bows a year, that's for sure. And last month, we shipped more bows than they did the year that I bought.
That's so cool. I was going to say to you,
it went really fast. I mean,
I was going to say, the Darton cam systems have always been second to none. I mean, and that's why I was really happy that you guys found your home with the newer cam, because they've always had fast cams. I mean, powerful cams, very smooth cams. That's one thing they've always done right. And so very glad to hear that, you guys are able to continue that on, because that's not easy to do, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, and we've got cams in the bag. I mean, I don't know what we're going to do, going forward from a cam perspective. I really like this cam that we have now. I can't say it's timeless, but it's going to be hard to beat this cam that we have now. Can we make it faster? Yeah, but the only person that pays for that is usually the archer. I mean, the bow is super efficient with everything that we have going on with it. I mean, it's a super efficient, the whole system is efficient. And so, yeah, can we make it better? Yeah, we can. And we will. Yeah, we've been really blessed with this cam and the overall design and how well it works on so many of our different bows. And I think it makes it easier for the dealer out there and for the archer when it comes to get parts and pieces. It's like, well, you need this, you need that. Well, if you just need this cam, and we got three different mods, two come with the bow, or you can buy a separate mod and there's nothing else you have to do. I think it just makes it simpler, because all of this design was how do we make it simpler for the dealer and for the archer. For the dealer setting up the bows, that's where the perfect timing, perfect tuning, adjustable micro adjustable roller guard comes in, where you can now paper tune your bow right at the target, never put your bow back into a bow press unless you've got something going on that's out of the normal, whether it be grip, whatever. But for the most part, I think 90%+ of everyone can tune their bow right at the paper tuning station with an Allen wrench, which makes life so much easier for the dealer and so much easier for the consumer. I mean, they can go back, they can tinker, they can broadhead tune, they can walk back tune, and they've got all these different gadgets without messing your bow completely up, because you can always go back to where you started. And it just makes for a better shooting experience. Because like you, I just want to see more people shoot archery. That's what I want to see. And if it's simpler, more people will do it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly why we talked earlier before we started the conversation about the price point bow, the consequence, having that ability to be an option, just because some people just don't know yet what they want. That's the issue. So like, do I want to try archery? Do I not want to try archery? So I think a lot of times they're a little bit, you know, nervous to spend $1,300 plus, you know, to get a new bow. But if you can get them in the range of less than $1,000, I think you have a better chance at dealers. Now, I also want to point out, Randy, too, I have called and talked to multiple. I know a lot of the dealers, of course, since I've been doing this, but I do always ask, like, how's Darton doing? How are you guys doing with Darton? And it's all positive. So that's like a super good thing. And some of these are pretty big shops. I was like, wow. He's like, oh yeah, they're doing great. You know, and I'll tell you offline who the shops are, but like, it was a breath of fresh air to hear that the consumer's response is so good for what you've done. So I think that's super important. I also want to point out real quick that when I first saw the new bow, I was literally thinking you were going to charge a lot of money for it, because I thought, man, they put so much tech into the bow that I feel like they just outpriced themselves realistically. Because I understand there's patents and there's costs with that might have to be associated with your overall cost. But then when I just saw the price, I was actually kind of blown away that you're not charging anything more than any other bow manufacturer at the high level. So I was blown away you were able to do that. That's extremely impressive, especially adding all the new tuning features you did add to this bow.
Yeah, I think if it was, you know, a couple other brands, they would be...
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
$16.99, $17.99, $21.99, whatever the case might be.
Guys, I hope you're enjoying this great episode of the Outdoor Podcast. I want to take a quick break to say thank you to Carbon Express, one of the companies who helped keep this show going. Carbon Express offers a broad spectrum of arrow offerings, from budget beginner arrows to premium, high-performance hunting shafts with advanced carbon construction, spine control technologies. If you're serious about archery, hunting or competition, or just want quality gear, they're a strong choice when selecting an arrow. Some of my favorite arrows from Carbon Express are the Maxima Red, which is probably one of the most popular out there, but I am using the Photon today and I absolutely love it. But they do have a lot of different variety and can meet you pretty much anywhere across the spectrum of price. So check out Carbon Express today when you guys get a minute, and now back to the show.
And could we get it for a dart? I think we're getting the name brand that says we can for sure, but is it the right thing to do? I don't think so. You know, we don't have a humongous staff, international marketing, and international sales manager. And a lot of people wear a lot of hats at Darton, Black Eagle, Conquest. All of that is just to help keep our prices low. I'd love to tell you that I'm breaking in all the money and keeping it for myself and living life lavishly, but I'm not. You know, at the same token, you know, like I said in the last podcast, times are tough, man. They're tough. You know, I think I saw a thing with ground beef at like $6.35 a pound on average. That's nuts to me. I mean, that's just, that's all the parts and pieces that doesn't go into something else, right? And it's tough out there. And, you know, I thought it was a fair price for sure. I'd love for it to even be less. But, you know, we incurred a lot of cost with the new technology, you know, the patents that are in there, the time, just that riser. I mean, that riser takes much longer time to run. to get it all ready to go to powder and to finish. There's a lot of work in that riser, a ton of work in that riser. But, you know, again, I think at the end of the day, it's the right thing to do for the consumer for sure.
Yeah, no, it's stacked, and I think it's it's got a lot on it. I guess, you know what, let's jump into it. Might as well. So take us through the Tri-Tech and tell us about the bow. You know, tell us all about this. I mean, this thing's loaded, so I guess there's so much. It's kind of mind blowing, to be honest. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, this is the second time I've done the whole. Wasn't going to make a whole lot new, and then everything becomes new, and it's a big disruption to our team there, but. I think they're getting used to me for sure, and they're doing a great job with what we're doing for sure. But I, you know, the sequel of ST2 or the ST Square, whatever you want to call it, a tremendous success for us last year for sure. That bow was amazing, and so this bow, while it may look a tad similar, you know, people say, "What's the difference?" Well, the same thing. The things that are the same are the strings, cables, yokes, and the axles. And outside of that, it's got a whole new riser design. I think with some clever ways to add some rigidity to the riser, but also keep some of the weight out. We went out and put our quick timing on there. We cleaned that thing up, made it look a little neater, put some laser engraving on there so folks can kind of remember where they were. You know, our perfect tuning system has worked amazing over the last 2 years. People really, really love it. You know, we heard last year, you need a pick rail. That was easy. But we didn't want to change it midstream last year, so this bow has the pick rail on it. Our adjustable, our micro-adjust roller guard was new for this year, which is where the Tri and the Tech comes in. I mean, this roller guard is slick. And if you get a left tear, all you got to do is move your roller guard in towards your bowstring. If you got a right tear, you move it towards the cables. If you're a right-handed shooter,
jeez.
And you can move your tear. 1/4 inch, 3/8 of an inch,
wow. Maybe
tops. Just another way to tune this bow, but you do it with an Allen wrench. You got to take the cables off, take the fence off, take your cables off, move it over a click or whatever. You just unlock the nut that's on it, and we'll have these videos posted to our website sometime soon. I got some guys editing some of these things, and you just micro adjust your roller guard for cable clearance. I just run mine all the way in, then I deal with everything else. I get my cables as close to my veins as I can within the hash marks that are on there. And yeah, we put a brand new CNC plate on the handle. People are like, well, you know, the other one, if it got cold, they said they fell off. I can't get them off with a screwdriver half the time, but they said they did, so we fixed that. Yeah, everything on this bow, we went back through and kind of redid the LBS on it, kind of cleaned that up, made that look a little neater, a little slicker, our lower vibration stabilizer. We put external on the limb. Now the axles mount on top of the limb. So that's new for us this year. That just adds to the bow's efficiency, gives a little more room to work with on the limb. And so, yeah, so many new things on this bow. And to your point, the response has been absolutely incredible. Folks love it. They're shooting it. We're getting pictures already. Guys, I got my bow. We had a rodeo guy, one of our dealers in Oklahoma, a PBR, professional bull rider, bought his bow on Tuesday. I think Friday, he sends a picture. He just smacked a beautiful deer in southern Oklahoma. And that's pretty cool when you see stuff like that. People took a gamble on your bow. They went out and they've shot their best buck today or whatever it is, their best score, their best anything. It's pretty humbling.
That's really cool. And let me ask you something, Randy, on this. How does this work? Because you mentioned, I'm asking because I don't know the answer, but you mentioned you put the axle on top of the limb. Does that mean you have to buy that patent from somebody, or is that not a patent? Like, how would you know as a manufacturer that you can or can't do that, I guess, is my question.
You spend a lot of time researching patents. They've been putting axles on the outside of limbs for 30 plus years. And so, you know, there's enough, they call it prior art in the patent world. It says you can put an axle on the outside of the limb. There's nothing that stops you.
I've only asked because I noticed it a lot now. It's like happening more and more.
Rotates. Yeah, it's the right thing to do in most cases. It just really helps. It helps and it hurts a little bit here and there, but you know, with your limb tips and how they mount, and they don't, you want them to move, but then the whole thing gets tweaked up. And yeah, it's a better system. It's just something for us new to get used to, something new for us to get used to this year. We've been building these things for the last 4 or 5 months, 6 months with the limb tips on there more. But I think it helps a lot.
I thought it was interesting, too, that you have the Tri-Tech 31, you have a 33, and a 35. But out of all that, the price don't change on any of them, which is pretty amazing, because normally with the 35, you'd be at least 100 more. So well done on that.
Last year we had, like, I think it was a $50 or $100 difference. And this year we just moved all of our bows to one price point. It just makes it easier for the dealer. Like, hey, how much was this one again? Now they're all the same. And just trying to simplify things for sure. So, yeah, you know, without the dealers, without the mom and pops, the folks out there making it happen, you know, none of us in archery are much of anything because there's so many of them and we need them. And the more we can do to make their life easier, to help their consumers, to give them a better experience, a better off, all of us.
Is this, this perfect timing adjustable yoke hanger, this is something I've never really seen before. It's pretty unique and amazing looking to me, very simple. Not simple, but simple, like it looks simple. I'm sure it's got a lot of detail to it. But is this product then like is this like a godsend to the pro shops, I assume, because they can quickly tune a bow with something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's that, and for the consumer. So you go get your bow, you know, it doesn't matter which bow strings you have. I hate to say all bow strings move because someone's getting mad at me, but then they probably are going to have some stretch at some point in time, even though they're pre-stretched and all that good stuff. So you get out and you're shooting your bow and you're, man, it's hitting a little high, a little low, whatever the case might be. You can just look yourself as a consumer, go, man, my bow's not in the timing box. And you put that Allen screw in there, you turn it half turn and loosen up, and you can start twisting your cables up and let your cable out and watch them go right back into the timing box. And it's done. And so dealers don't hardly spend a lot of time timing a bow. Because really, there's no need to time it when they get it, because we time everything at dart before it leaves, and you get a bow pretty much spot on. But as you shoot, as you get into heat, humidity, leave your bow in the truck for a day or two or in a hot garage, you know, strings could stretch, and it just makes it really easy to fix.
Yeah, that's really cool. Are you guys still doing crossbows?
It's the only one that's indefinite. We're not.
No, okay. Although you guys did make a very good crossbow.
Crossbows made an awesome crossbow.
It's nice.
Again, it's one of those things that I had the price point right. It's just, I'd say nobody bought them. That's not true, but they just didn't buy them at the rate that I thought they would, right? Because now it seems like if you're going to get to the crossbow business, you either have to have one that's sub 500 or one that's sub or north of 3,000 or 4,000 to be the cool kids. And it just, you know, ours was like, I think ours was, our best one was like $16.99 with our 50 millimeter scope. And, you know, it had all kinds of bells and whistles on it. But yeah, it's just, and today we don't need it, which is really the godsend of all of it. Because, you know, we thought we'd have to have all those different legs on our stool to keep this to loose it up. But at the end of the day, the Lord has blessed us with enough compound bow sales that we just don't need, crossbows today. We have the folks that are great at crossbows, keep making crossbows.
There it is. My very first bow I killed a deer with.
Darting crossbow?
The old Viper right here. First deer kill with this baby.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Heck yeah. I'll never forget this camo.
That's awesome. I thought it was a riser off of one of Darton's, one of Darton's first crossbows. I thought that was a riser. I've got one there. 36 inches axle to axle crossbow.
Wow, really? Holy cow.
Huge.
Yeah, this is great. All these old bows, they always had this thing where, you know, they hit pretty hard, I felt like, but this one actually always shot pretty good, I thought.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you know, like I said, my old bow and some of the earlier bows, we had the 5.25, 5.5-inch brace height, we're chasing speed. You know, just laying them down was the scariest part of shooting the bow. I mean, getting them back was bad, but letting them down, you're like, I'll probably need a shoulder replacement, but let's let her down.
Hard to see that Darton logo in there, but it's definitely a little bit of the older model.
I probably have a couple of those still up in the racks.
Yeah, definitely don't bring back this grip, though. It's pretty big. Totally different, man, than nowadays. Crazy.
Yeah, I love our grip. We spent a lot of time on that grip that we have. And on these new bows, I just got the final samples in today. We just got to put them on and get them approved. But they're not far out from having our 2.5 and our 5-degree grips for those that want to tinker with grips and angles and all that stuff. We'll have that really, really soon.
Awesome. That's so exciting. I don't know if you know this, Randy, but I don't know if you remember the demon from Darton.
Oh, I remember the demon. That was the first thing I changed. No one was a boat that named demon, but they did. But we named it Cyclone after them.
Yeah. No, I said that because the funny part is that was I actually came up with that name. Somehow I said it. I said to Ted a long time ago, he said, we got to come up with a name for this. I go, well, it's really fast and small and vicious. I mean, it's like a demon. And then somehow that stuck. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. I named a bow once in my life. Not that it's the best name, but hey, I got one.
Let's go. That was
so at least I can put that on my resume.
Probably the hardest part of everything that's the hardest part of everything we did this year. I was trying to come up with a name for the bows. I mean, it was the most painstaking process. It sounds crazy. I'll bet you we spent 40 hours, 50 hours, between all more than that. I mean, just emails back and forth, driving home, bouncing names, looking things up, synonyms, anonyms. Holy moly. We just looked, it was crazy. And then finally, let's call it Tri-Tech. There's three technologies, one bow, which I came up with the tagline. You don't hear too much. It's like the brand new Darton Tri-Tech. Three technologies, one bow, unlimited possibilities.
I like that, though. That's a good one. I don't know how you came up with that. That was a good one, actually.
I was corny. I thought it was like a ShamWow commercial or something myself.
Yeah, that's funny. That's a great – I think it's a good name, honestly. I do agree with you that names are hard to get. You know, they're just so hard to find, and everything's been used like 10,000 times. So it's really – even like I'll see crossbow names come back to compound bows like years later. It's just so strange, but I get it because it's just like, what do you do? And I always recommend to the companies, you need to look outside the industry and look at other things, like completely different things, like e-bikes. What kind of names are they using? Or, you know, I always say things like that because like, it's like there are really cool names out there, but you got to like really look around, you know, it just takes forever. I totally get it.
It does. It was really tough because there's so many cool names, but they've already been used. Yeah, and I reached out to a couple of folks that had a couple of names that they use for different products. None of them are bows, none of them are a bow company, and see if we could license the name to make my life simpler. Yeah, that didn't go well for me. At least I asked.
I wouldn't think so. It takes forever.
It's better than getting sued.
True that. Well, Randy, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it. It was really good to sit down with you and kind of get a talk about what's going on at Darton and kind of hash out some of the things going on at Darton, how it's going to end up and all this great stuff. I think it's on the right track. The engineering's spot on. So I think you guys are doing such a good job there. And again, price points are perfect. I honestly was a little worried that with all that tech, you would have to raise the price, which you didn't, which is amazing. And then still having a price point bow for people as well is super important. Thanks for that. And if you're watching this, dartandarchery.com, check out these bows and get them at your local pro shops. Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it, man.
All right, thank you.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.